Life by Lu Yao with Mingming Lu and Eric Abrahamson. Translated by Chloe Estep. Performed by Robert Wu. On the 10th day of the 6th month of the lunar calendar, the evening sky was covered with a dense blanket of dark clouds, and the earth, usually lively and bustling at the height of summer, suddenly grew quiet. Even the noisiest insects made no sound, as if in a state of anxious anticipation. Not even a wisp of dust blew over the ground. The frogs jumped one after the other onto the bank, recklessly flinging themselves onto the farmland and roads that lined the river. The air felt as sultry as the inside of a steamer basket. Pitch-black clouds spread across the sky from Old Bull Mountain in the west. Scattered flashes of light illuminated the horizon, but there was no thunder. The only sound was a distant, muffled rumbling, sending the frightening message that a great thunderstorm was coming. Right then, Gao Jialin, a community teacher from Gao Jia Village, and the only son of Gao Yida, was wading through the stream that ran past the village, naked from the waist up, trying to get home as fast as he could. He was returning from a meeting of the commune's teachers' association and was dripping with sweat, holding on to his undershirt and a beautiful deep blue Dacron polyester summer shirt. He ran into the village, up the hill, and finally threw himself headlong through the door of his home, built into the hillside. He had just made it inside the cave house when he heard the deep, low roar of thunder outside. His father was squatting barefoot on the heated brick platform of the Kang bed, taking long drags on his cigarette, leisurely stroking his white beard with one hand. His mother tottered on her bound feet, carrying a bowl of rice with both hands toward the Kang. When the old couple saw their son return, their faces, as dry and wrinkled as walnut shells, bloomed like two flowers. They were clearly happy their son had made it home before the rain started. In their eyes, it was as though their precious son was returning home after years at the ends of the earth, instead of after a week of working in Ma Dian. The old man rushed over to the kerosene lantern and cheerfully poked at it with the extra-long nail of his little finger. The interior of the cave house was suddenly illuminated. He grinned and looked lovingly at his son, his mouth wordlessly opening and closing. The old woman grabbed the cornmeal buns she had placed on the kang and put them on the stove to heat. She then began to fuss over some fried eggs and wheat cakes for her son. Her every move conveyed just how much she adored him as she grabbed her son's quilted jacket from the kang and placed it around his sweaty, naked shoulders.
"So headstrong," she chided him. "You'll catch your death of cold."